Brilliant. So, good evening, this Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm. And I have been reading a very good book on Psalm 23. Uh-huh. And tonight is a time to share another thought from this book. And it's Psalm 23, verse 3. And this is an interesting translation, but I read it anyways. It says, "He leads me down the right path for the sake of his reputation." So that's our verse.
23:3.
He leads me down the right path for the sake of his reputation. Mm-hmm. And we speak about sheep and the shepherd, and Jesus is a good shepherd, as we know. We are like sheep. Sometimes, I don't know how you think about it, but I feel that it's a little bit difficult sometimes to identify myself with a sheep, because we think that we are better than that. At least I do. We are not lost. We know how to do things. We know how to get by. We know how to get what we need. We can also fight. We are not defenseless. But actually, we are like sheep. And tonight, I'm going to prove to you, there's one more point here. What is a path? We speak about paths, that God should lead us on paths. And a path always leads somewhere. And sheep go from their place where they spend the night on a path to a pasture to feed. A path always leads to food for them.
Yeah.
And yeah. So what happens is that there are some shepherds who don't care so much about the sheep, and they let them go wherever the sheep feel like going. There are several paths, different pastures where they can feed. And sheep develop habits, and they like going to the same place. If there's nobody to lead them, then they are going to go to the same pasture and eat all the grass and destroy the whole area, basically, because they don't go anywhere else. They go to the same place, always the same path, until it gets digged in to the ground, or dug in and to the same pasture. And I'm just thinking, like, we are also like that. We have habits. And if we don't have anybody to lead us, then we just follow our own ways. We do things. First, we try to find something, and then when that works, then we just follow the same path and go to the same place, and we feed there. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All of us had wandered off like sheep, and each of us had strayed off on his own path." We are all like sheep who have gone astray, and we have chosen a path for ourselves. Because this is our condition without Christ. We don't have a shepherd. We are on our own. Maybe we follow our friends, our parents guide us a little bit in the beginning of life, but then we find paths for ourselves that lead us to a pasture. And what these things might be, anything where we find food for our souls. We go to a place, maybe we go to school and we like knowledge and learning, and that becomes something that we feed on. It becomes a habit. There are some people who have this as a lifestyle, to go to the university and study and study and study and study, and they never seem to arrive anywhere. They just study and take another student loan and start with another program, and this has become a way of life. Then there could be like smaller things that we do. Maybe it is to watch the news, going down the same path all the time, have a habit, and watch the news or read. I love when I read Metro. The section that I like most is the Insendere. There's that little paragraph that people send in. That's one path that I like going down, just staying there a little bit. I think it's so funny to see what people are upset about or what things there are in their minds, what they think about. But this can also become something that that just becomes a habit. I go down the same path. I arrive at my job for lunch break, and then there's the metro. I sit down. And it's the same thing, day after day. Or it could be shopping, or going to a mall. For some people, that has become a way of life. Go there and see what is there. What is the newest fashion? Buy something, or just to look around, just to see what is there. And so forth, you know, we could continue. Food, if you are very literal. I was working for somebody when I was working as a personal assistant. He had the same breakfast every single morning, the exact same food. So what happens when sheep can do whatever they want to do, they will stick to their habits. And it's going to be very bad, because these habits will be painful at the end. Because the roads, the paths where they walk, will destroy the area. They damage the pastures. Actually, the root of the grass, also whatever there is to eat for them. They walk so much and eat everything that's green, so that if the shepherd is not careful, that place could be destroyed for many, many years to come, and nothing will ever grow there anymore. And they infest the water where they stay, because they go there all the time, and it will be infested with the parasites that they have. So it will be bad for them and for everybody else. And I'm just thinking how interesting it is that habits, if they are the wrong path and they lead to the same place, can become harmful. Maybe it was something good in the beginning. The pasture was green, and it was a place where the shepherd led them. But then when they didn't realize that it was time to move on, there was nobody to lead them on, then this place got slowly destroyed. That's very interesting. Sometimes even good things are bad if there's no variety. We have sometimes problem with changes, isn't that so? To break things and try something different, but it's very important. If we are left to ourselves, then we are not so smart about how we should live, what paths we should take, where we should go. We like going the way that we know already. We like when we know where it leads, and when we know what is there. I just have this thought now. Even parents nowadays don't like training their children very much. They would like to give them freedom. But I see that we need guidance. We need teaching. And we need a certain measure of surprise in our lives, when we just follow, not knowing what really is there, but trusting this person who is leading us. So the good shepherd wants to lead, and a good shepherd leads, actually. And he leads to new places. This verse says that he leads me down the right paths for the sake of his reputation in this translation. Because he is a good shepherd, when anybody else looks at us and our condition, they will have an opinion about the shepherd, the owner. So he will lead us the right way, because when we feel good, that is, well, it's stupid to say that's good for his reputation. I thought about this one when God led the Israelites out from Egypt. And he said to Moses, after he had much trouble with Israel, he just said, "Okay, Moses, step aside. I'm going to kill these people, and you will go to the promised land, but not them." And Moses says, "Wait, wait, wait. What about your reputation? What about your name? What about your righteousness? What will other people say? You had the power to take them out, but you didn't have the power to take them in." He leads us on the right path for his name's sake, for his own name's sake. Not because of what we have done. He sees incredible value in us. He has love for us. Especially when we are saved, we have the Holy Spirit inside. We are the body of Christ. Of course, he could never abandon us. He could never leave us. But also for his own name's sake, for his own righteousness' sake, he is faithful to lead us down the right path. And so if you think about this, yeah, of course, the path that leads to eternal glory, that's the path that he is leading us on, to find eternal pasture, to find fresh water, immortality even, a body that doesn't corrupt anymore, that doesn't get old. That's the destination where we are going. But also, in this life, when I'm thinking about ourselves, we have these habits, those paths that we take daily or weekly or monthly. A good shepherd wants to lead us. And this book says that when a shepherd leads the flock to a new place, the sheep might be grumpy at first. They don't want to. They would like to go the same path that they usually go. But when they get to the place and it's new and fresh and green, they are extremely happy. And that just reminds me of myself, because that's how I am also. When I have to change something, when there's something new coming, it's not comfortable. I don't like it. I'm not really a person for changes. But when we get there and we see what it is, and we know when God leads us, wherever he takes us, it's always good. Mm-hmm. It's always fresh. It's always good for our health. It's good for us. So the Good Shepherd leads. And I couldn't help but think of this verse in John 10:3. Again, an interesting translation. The doorkeeper opens the door, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And I like that. When it's time to move on, when it's time to do something else, and the shepherd is there by the door, and he calls his sheep by name, and he leads them out. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have had that experience in our lives when it was time for something, and God calls us by name, and he leads us. He goes before us, and we follow him into a new adventure, to a new pasture, something that we haven't done before. Something that makes me feel even nervous or dissatisfied for the moment. But then, I just need to remember who it is who's leading. And there's this trust. I don't need to understand what's happening. I don't need to understand maybe where we are going. I just need to know that I heard his voice. And he said my name, so this is for me. And we are going together. And when we get there, it's a green pasture. It's something for me. There are stages in our lives. The sheep are in the same field for a while. It's the shepherd who took them there. They stay for a while. And then he's out. He's looking. He is investigating the other fields to see which one is ready for the sheep. And then he comes and he leads them out to another place. And I'm just thinking, there are times in our lives, seasons also, We were in Malmö. I was there for 7 years. Then I came here. It's one type of season. You had children when they were staying at home. That was one season. Now they are out. This is another season. There are changes in life, and it's just good to know that the shepherd is the one who leads the way. It's not. Thank God that we don't have to come up with ideas. Of course, we think with God. I can depart from this picture a little bit. How do I know where the shepherd leads me? I'm not sure. We have a relationship, and we think about things. We feel inside. We have a spiritual sense in Hebrews 5. And that sense is developed with each new experience with God that we go through. And so it's like a spiritual ear hearing. Have I heard my name? Did he say Peter this way? And then I know. So we can just finish here. Sheep have habits. If those habits are not broken, they can be very harmful for them and for their environment. The good shepherd finds new pastures and leads the sheep to these new places. Even the best things can be bad if there's no variety, if there's no change sometimes. So thank you, Jesus, for the word. And you know that we are like sheep, and we have the ability to go astray. Thank you that it's not a big deal because you are our shepherd. Thank you that you have committed yourself to leading us, to loving us, to taking care of us. Jesus, we thank you that you know what pastures we need right now, personally, and as a church, as a group. We ask you, Jesus, to lead us to green pastures. Amen. Yeah.